evening, all. So we're up to Mitzvah Tetzayim, the 16th Mitzvah of the Torah, and we alluded to it last night, and that is the Mitzvah of Shelo Lishbor Etzem in a Pesach. We should not destroy a single bone, any of the bones in the Korban Pesach. We read the Pasuk last night, but we'll read the end again tonight. Etzem Lo Tishbur Ubo, that the Pasuk says that you should not break any of the bones in the Korban Pesach. So it's a pretty explicit commandment. Shelo Lishbor Etzem Mikol Atzmos HaPesach, that we are commanded not to break any of the bones of the Korban Pesach. Shenamar Etzem Lo Tishbur Ubo, the Pasuk says that explicitly don't break any of the bones. Mishar Shei Mitzvah, now, among the roots of this mitzvah, so we've gone through many mitzvahs already that are related to Pesach, and so it seems to be that this is essentially at the end of a long streak of these mitzvahs, so the chinuch is now going to go into a long explanation. We'll only do part of it tonight, God willing, and then God willing we'll finish it next week, but he goes into an explanation of trying to give a real purpose of why there is such a necessity of having so many mitzvahs that are related to Pesach and related to the miracles that God did for us in Mitzrayim. So he says, Mishar Shei Mitzvah, the roots of this mitzvah, Liz Kor Nisi Mitzrayim, are to remember the miracles that God did for us in Egypt, Kemosha Kasavna Ba'achiros, as we wrote in all of the previous mitzvahs, that is, mitzvahs Hey through 15, and including the 16th mitzvah, it's all about remembering the miracles that God did to us in Egypt. V'gamzeg Gizo Min HaShor Shaneskar, he says, this is also derived from the same principle that we sort of mentioned before already. She'in kavod levnei ha'melachim v'yoatzei eretz, that when it comes to the nobles and the leaders of the world, it's not going to be dignified for them. Legror ha'atzmos u'lishavram kechlavim, to scrape meat off the bones and to break the bones, right? You know, some people like to like suck the marrow out of the bones, whatever, from the children or whatever. So that's not what dignified people do, evidently. So therefore, we don't like to do it for the Korban Pesach because we're supposed to be dignified. Lo ya'os la'asos kacha ki'im la'ani ha'am ha'ra'ivim. The only people who act like this, it's only the poor people who are like ravenous. They're so hungry they'll just even chew off the little scraps of meat off the bones. Val kein b'tchilas bo'enu li'os segulas kol ha'amim. Therefore, right, God wanted to, at the beginning when God made us this school, this treasure for all the nations, mamlechas kohanim am kadosh, he made us a kingdom of ministers and a holy people. V'chol shana. So then at the beginning when this all happened and every single year when we relive this, it's fitting for us where we display the acts of Hamala HaGadola Shalino Lab Osasha, that sort of shows the lofty level that we're on right now, that we are these kings. And through these deeds, that this matter will essentially be implanted in our hearts forever. And now, so this is where the chinuch sort of goes in this long rant. He says, don't think, my son, now he's sort of speaking directly to us, don't think to challenge what I'm saying, but to say, why in the world is God commanding us in these things? To do all these things as a reminder for the miracles that God did for us. If God give us one commandment to remember Egypt, then we'll remember it through that. And for it'll be forever remembered. If there was one really strong commandment that God gave us, we'd remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we don't need all of this. Sort of using a more of a poetic language, he says, for it's not out of wisdom that you would challenge me on this. Right. In other words, it's like childish thinking if you would try to convince me otherwise to speak this way, to say that it's ridiculous that God would give us this many commandments. Why? Now, my son, embina shemazos. If you have any knowledge or intelligence whatsoever, you're going to listen to what I'm going to say. You're going to turn to me and you're going to listen. Alametcha lehoil batorah v'mitzvos. That the chinuch is now going to tell us the ikar of life, that why is it that we were given Torah and mitzvos? Dak ya adam nifal kfi pu'ulosav. It's a famous line that man's heart that is affected by the actions that he does. V'libo v'chol machshosav tamir achar ma'asav shehu oseh bahem. That your heart and your thoughts is constantly going to go after the deeds that you are going to be involved in. Im tov v'imra, whether they are good or whether they are bad. And so we'll give two examples and then we'll stop right here for the evening. V'afilu rasha gamar b'lo. Although if you have a complete, utter wicked person, he's through and through a wicked man. And all he does and thinks is to do bad things in this world. If for some magical way there was a spirit within him, and he just began learning Torah 24/7, doing mitzvos 24/7. Even if he did it for the negative reasons. So let's say you say to this Russia, I'm going to give you $1 billion if you do this. So he did it for the wrong reason. miyad yinte el hatov. Immediately he would begin this rasha gemura, this complete evil man. He'll immediately start going towards the good. The koch masav yamis hayitzahara, and through the strength of all of the good actions that he's going to do, his yitzahara, his evil inclination, will be totally slayed. Kiachare hapulos nimshachem halavos, because the hearts of men go after the actions that man is involved in. Vafilu. And he gives one more example, we'll stop right here after this, that if a person is totally righteous, uvavo yashar tamim, that his heart is straight, perfect, totally good man, chafetz v'torah v'mitzvos, all he does is learn Torah and do mitzvos all the time, im ulay yasok tamir b'dvarim shel dofi, if he would be engaged in things, not truthful things, sort of like false conduct, ki'ilu tomar derech mashal, I'll give you an example how this could happen, shechrichu hamelech u'minahu b'umanus ra'a, that obviously, if he's a complete righteous man, how would he ever start to do bad? Well, let's say there was a decree. The local king said, you have to start doing the following job, and it's going to be some sort of an evil trade. The MS, im kolis ko tamid ko hayom be'oso umanos, if his entire life becomes subsumed, consumed by this terrible trade, this terrible job, yashuv lezman, min hazmanim mitzidkas libo lios rasha gemar, he would eventually go from being a totally righteous person to a totally wicked person. Ki adu hadavar ve'MS, because the matter is for sure true, shekol ha'adam nefal kifipu la'asov, that every man's heart is affected by the deeds that he does, gemosh amarno, as we have stated. So I'll stop right here. We'll continue a little bit more through this next week, and we'll see also in a few weeks when we really get to the completion of all of the mitzvos of Pesach, that he goes on an even longer explanation about all of this. But for now, this is where he leaves us, and for with this, we will stop right here.